KellerKeller official.com.
You need the Kellervision app. 24/7 mini documentaries, podcasts, live shows, DJ live streams, top fives, subscription packages, plus products for all your podcasts and street culture sports. Download it from the App Store for free today.
Beatbox created.
KellerKeller.
And we're here to talk about world music and street culture.
KellerKeller podcast.
It's hard, isn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, Killer Keller podcast for your sins. Welcome to the show. You know how we do it every week. Street culture and more, all the disciplines. Woy hoy. Big shout out to graffitikings.co.uk. Hold tight, everybody. Let's get the Kellervision app. You want that product, you want that supplies, we've got it right there on the app. Free download. All your street culture needs. Come on. And what better way to start your time of the week with a lady that's absolutely killing it at the moment? I tell you what, I've been privy to the sound for the last 2 weeks on the treadmill, I might add. She's doing it. She's doing it well. Goes by the name of Scooty. What are you saying, girl?
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
What's been going on?
I came from Spotify that you said Scooty 3 times. You had to listen to like 3 of my songs and say Scooty 3 times and I'll pop up.
Candyman. It's the Candyman effect. Say it 3 times, pop up. Well, I didn't do that. I got very lucky. In fact, to be fair,
He probably emailed someone, to be fair. I don't know who, but he emailed somebody. He emailed the right person.
Yeah, that's right. I tell you what, I was so prepared for Zoom. And then all of a sudden I got the call from you and you were like, I'm just around the corner. I'm like, yeah. Turn it all around pretty fucking quick.
It looks hard though. It's a nice setup.
Talk to me. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Not a lot of people give me credit for the setup, considering I'm not a lights man. So big shout out to Jay inside the place. We saying? Certified sound and lights man. He knows the deal. We were literally just saying a minute ago, you can tell in the eyes of a sound man, an editor, or a cameraman, or lightsman, how much work they've done. They're just dying inside, aren't they? That's just the life that we lead. Talk to me about the life that you lead, girl. Talk to me about what's good.
Fuck all, fam. Oh, shit, I'm allowed to swear.
You can do what you want. You can swear. You can do what you want. This is your podcast.
Nah, man.
What's it been hard for you? It's been hard over there? It's been hard over there?
Nah, man. It's cool, man. We be there.
Yeah, because I was just thinking, if you know, from an artist point of view, it's pretty straightforward, isn't it? Where you can't go out and do gigs or you can't go out and perform, you just get in the studio and start recording.
Literally, but yeah, it depends. Like I'm mad picky anyway.
Yeah.
With like my setting, where I like to record and stuff. Like, not picky to the set. Like I can record anywhere. I have to feel a certain way inside the place. So it could be a shed, it could be anywhere. Mm. But if it doesn't have the right vibe, I'm not going to work. So I have to wait for the right studios to be there. I'm in the studio all the time.
Right.
But like, it's not as much as before.
Is it assimilation? It's like do you have certain places where you record? Like, do you know if I'm in that mood, I go and record over there?
More time, yeah. Like if I'm in, it depends. It's only 2 moods for recording with me, and that would be either I want to polish or I want to draft.
Yeah.
Like, and sometimes it will be like I don't know what. Like if I don't know what I want to do, it's all gonna be drafts. Mm. I'll just go in and make choruses, and then I can polish them after.
Really.
In that case, I'll have to even have a certain engineer with me to do it. If I'm polishing, if it's like doing drafts, I can record with anyone.
The draft bit's the fun bit.
Yeah, literally.
It's like you don't need to think. It's like a fun play. Like,
no, the polishing bit, I like it as well because after during the drafts, it's like I'm writing as well. Blah blah blah. It's like you're creating and that, and then it's almost like. It's almost like I wrote a play, and then when I'm polishing it, I'm actually performing the play. It's just like I've learned all my words. I know exactly how I want to say it. I know which pockets I want to hit. I know how I want the person to feel when they're listening to it, everything. And I have to put that into the mic. So I like working them. So I like anything to do with making my music.
Does that throw you? if say for instance you're in this polishing stage and you've had an idea of writing or creating a song in a particular way, does it throw you off when the polishing starts happening? And do you have a vision from the jump what a particular song is going to go like?
Sometimes with some songs, it will be like, it's just like even with videos. Sometimes I don't know what the fuck to do for the video. And sometimes it's like, bruv, this has to be the video. We need to find someone that knows how to do this. That's it.
So you direct a lot of your content video-wise? Is that like a...
Well, my past, like, Screw Up and L'Argent had a director, two different directors. Mm-hmm. But, like... both of the directors both said to me that I kind of direct myself. End up just... But they have the rest of it, like the... They know the cameraman, they know what is... They know... Like, I don't know what it's going to actually look like on the camera. Mm. I just know what I think it should, and you lot just have to make that... They know how to do that. They know how to... Mm. They know where to tell the cameraman to stand and that. I don't know all of that shit. I just know, bruv, this.
I've been there. You have this vision in your head of a thing that you want it to look like. And it's just a snapshot of what, you know, it could be just an angle or thing, but you know what it should look like and you know what you're after.
Yeah.
A song conjures up so many of those kind of images, don't they?
No, literally. Literally.
But you've got like, hey, we were just saying this before, because I had the camera in focus. Jay was there, so I was obviously trying to impress him. But for real, like, I took one look in the camera, and very rarely do I get this look at, and I'm like, yo, she looks good on camera. Like, I can just, you know, there is no non-selfie side with this one. Like, you literally just like pop, boom, like, yeah, I mean, they know what I'm talking about. They're going to be watching it. But for real, innit? You mentioned this.
No, I'm joking.
It's a real deal. Like, you got to have quite a lot of self-awareness, particularly when you're writing a song, to what you're going to be doing and what the video is going to be doing. You've got to have a bit of knowledge of self there, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Actually, I'm modest now, but that's the truth. That's the truth. Lyrically, you know, and again, this is just through tireless runs on the treadmill, listening to your stuff. You have a very, very... you finesse, don't you? You finesse tunes. I think you're very sure sexually, and you know what your lane is, who you are. Like, I very rarely do I hear somebody that doesn't hold back as much as you have on tunes. And guys, you should check out. By the way, check out Scooty Man. Her stuff is like... There's one particular song, actually, that does differ from that, a tune called Lucky, where you're talking about something with regard... I want to get into that a little bit more, because that's felt a lot more personal. But you do... You finesse. You've got your thing going on. Talk to me about the inspiration on this shit, please. I'm right, right?
100%. Yeah. Basically, you know how, like, people say... Well, a lot of people say to me, like, they use the word effortless. I think that came from, like, most of the time when I was younger and I'm going studio, I had, like, my manager now, he's my uncle, yeah. Mm-hmm. He always told me...
uncle?
In it word.
All day.
Gang. He always told me that I have a lazy flow in it. So when I'm going into the studio and these engineers are telling me, more energy, like... To me, like, I've grown up with, like, my uncles and my dad rapping and that, yeah? So they're, like, the best rappers to me, like, shut up. So when these little engineers are telling me energy, and my uncle's already told me that my flow is a thing, yeah. I'm like, nah, like, then when I started getting more, like, not cocky, but when I started getting more secure in my thing, like, what I'm writing makes sense. And like people are liking it, then I started realize like, bro, this is my like thing. Then I just started rapping like it. I know that I need to be calm to convey my message.
A lot, and you know, you can take a few cues from these people. Like, for lyricism and execution, doesn't matter what you are told, It's knowledge yourself. It's know what you're about. You sound exactly how you sound on a record.
Yeah.
To try and relay that in any other way on a record just would not meet your personality.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I want people to, essentially, I want you to hear my music and know, like, feel like you know me, rather than feel like I'm some, like, if I get big or nothing, I don't want no one to think they can't see me on the street, or they can't be, like, say we was somewhere, I'm not going to be acting like Scooty, like, I'm just there, like, you get it, like,
yeah.
I don't want people to feel like I'm anything. Then so that's why I'm just
super important. Super important, isn't it?
Literally. Obviously, there's songs where you're gonna have to change your tone and stuff, but that's normal. Like my main body, like the main rap is always just me.
When you change your tone or your approach to certain lyrics on some songs, I've always found they become little entry holes for people that wouldn't normally be into your stuff to get to know you a little bit deeper. You know, there used to be like the commercial song that used to break it through, but now it's actually more about the subject matter.
Yeah.
Is there strings with it? Does it pull the heartstrings of people?
No, literally, I think my new music is a bit more like that.
Really?
Like the music that's out now is me talking about me, but I was less open.
Yeah?
Yeah. As it's still not as open and that, but it's just more.
There's a lot more content.
Wow. Every song has a meaning.
Every song has a meaning.
Yeah, it's like every song is its own little vibe and that.
Yeah. So that's super important, isn't it?
Literally.
I do like albums for that. On an average, every day I wouldn't listen to an album. I don't think I ever listened to an album in my life like that properly. Not knowing in like what.
I don't think I will make an album until. I think I'll make an album in like 10 years. An album is like.
It's a lot, isn't it?
A thing, like.
That is like a really big deal.
Maybe like. like 7 years or something.
Forgive me, because like you've got to do. People listen to playlists, don't they?
Word, like it has to be, it has to make so much sense. It just has to, that's like 20 songs. What?
Yeah.
I can't even listen to 20 songs. what?
There's no time for that shit, man. I think, I've always had this feeling that with how many people there are in the world, there's at least 3 songs for every person in the world. There's so many songs out there.
Literally. No, there's actually too much music. There's music that no one's even heard of. Like,
no one's heard
there's
of.
Someone releasing a track right now, like waiting for the upload and that.
Yeah!
There's someone waiting for the upload right now.
Right now, everyone's upload. That is so true. And then with podcasts as well.
Yeah, bro, there's so much now. I don't even know what to listen to. That's how I just sleep, fam.
Yeah. Do you feel, is there enough time to listen? I mean, what are your influences? What were your influences growing up? What were you into?
Boy, when I was growing up, obviously, I just listened to what my parents listened to.
So what did they listen to? What was that?
Like Funky House.
Nice.
Obviously, 90s, 80s music and that.
All that, yeah.
Reggae and that.
Nice,
But,
I actually got
my mum well, liked to dance, innit, so... So it's always, I don't know, like most of my family, it's always music.
Yeah.
Even if it's gospel, it's music.
Yeah.
Music. So, yeah. It's lots of like little people that play instruments or people that, there's different types of people but all around me. So, it's mad.
What about your uncle? Because your uncle obviously takes care of he handles business, old tight uncle. So, was he an MC back in the day?
He used to rap still, but he don't do it now. He was hard though.
Really, yeah? You know what?
It was like grime.
Was it, yeah? Do anyone we know?
It's called grime. I don't remember what the whole group was called still. I don't remember. but it was on like pirate radio and like,
yeah. So they were obviously making moves, shaking.
Yeah, they was doing that thing, but yeah, no. This is he's even in school these times and that.
Oh right, so back in the day.
Like, yeah.
It's fucking great because when I hear your stuff, it's emerging. It's merging. It's like a bunch of different influences that are going on. Do you know what I mean? I mean, there's obviously the sounds of the time.
Yeah, you see that as well. I kind of like as I growing up and that, like obviously when I was like 11 to like 11 to like 15, 16, yeah. I was listening to like just trap, like not even UK really, like
the US stuff.
You can hear the US influence and stuff. What do you call it? Like Chicago Joe and that.
Yeah. You were there early? You were on the early stuff?
Yeah. Wow. I was Lil Durk with the black dreadlocks. But yeah, fucking so then when I got older, I was kind of like, I think, you see, when I started doing shows in like 2017, I started thinking, wow, like, cool, this is good, like, getting good reception and that. But how can I make sure? Because the tunes that I was listening to, it's like after 2 months, I'm not even listening to it anymore.
That's true.
So how can I make sure I'm going, like, I started thinking back to when I was younger and stuff, and I'm going to parties with my mum and that, like, you know, not parties, but like christenings, all of that. What am I hearing in, what's playing all the time? Like, what music is always playing? It doesn't matter what year it is, the music, you're still hearing it now. Same music at the wedding funerals, everything. So I wanted to know how they make it timeless. Even down to like, I like to sit with producers when they're making the beat. Like, and I know that when, like, and I clocked that with me, I kind of realised that a song is older by the hi-hats. So yeah. I was like, when there's too much hi, like, try to...
triplets and all that.
Yeah, try to keep all of that out so that it can be... And I try to listen to, like, what do they talk about? Even I went to go listen to, like, even, like, I don't know what to call it. I just call it like Calvin Harris music. Like, yeah. I just wanted to listen to
stuff.
Like all of that. That has like all these. Why do they have billions of streams and that?
Why do they have billions in the bank? That's
like,
the other thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I need to know if I'm like, I was listening to what they're saying and that, like, proper. And then, yeah. So I guess everything influences me.
Yo, that's deep, you know, because when we go back to you polishing the standards and the quality of the songs, you've actually created that pathway in the creative process where you know at this point it's game over, we're now getting into polishing this thing. And you're thinking of things like that. You're thinking of subconsciously, right, what did that producer do to make that timeless? What did they do with that hi-hat?
Before I even got to that thought process, my first thought was, like, when I first started performing, my first thought was, I need to not, you know, like, all of these rappers that I think are sick and doing all these fam, nobody's going to know your words. And nobody knows me. So I just thought about writing with as little words as possible. How can I get this message across with as little words as possible?
Yeah.
And then when I did, like, my fifth or sixth show, like, there's no ma. Sorry. You're not meant to say that word anymore, apparently. But guys,
we'll give
knowing,
a little beatbox sound effect.
Guys has known my whole lyrics and that already and that, so.
Yeah, you know what? Talking of double time, triplets, with your rhyme flows and stuff, one thing that... Okay, Busta Rhymes is exempt because Busta Rhymes is a bit of a don. But a lot of the more contemporary rappers... drill artists, grime MCs, you can hear their voices and you can hear what they're saying. You know, 50 Cent, well, I remember when he first came out and he said something along the same lines, like, don't bother with any of that stuff because that ain't going to sell that ain't going to sell music, it's not going to sell records.
Literally. Like, I think what you said, like, about clarity, so important. Like, that's, you see, like, I listened to, like, nothing against Young Thug because he's one of my favourite artists.
Yeah,
like,
he's cold, yeah.
He's a goat in my head.
Yeah.
But I was listening to a lot of that, and in my head, I'm just thinking there's no fucking way on earth I will ever sound anything like this, because how the fuck can I get people to like me and I don't know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what he's saying. He just makes it sound cold. Is my thing not going to sound like that? Do you get it? Like,
but a lot of people do imitate and it doesn't work.
Exactly. It doesn't, just because, just leave it to him. Like, nobody, I don't want to hear any. It might even work. It might sound good and I just don't want to hear it because it's not your fuck. Do you get it?
Yeah.
I just don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You better do your own thing. Like, you can use his, like, influence. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
influence.
A lot of music is the same now. It's annoying. So I don't know what to listen to.
Listen, look, and it ain't me dogging you. I don't want to come across like an old head at all, because I absolutely agree with you. But on the flip side, and here's the way I guess I kind of figure it out, is there's certain elements that's seasonal within music genres.
Do you know what I mean?
And you've just got to find the gold dust out of them and use them, but fuck the rest of it off. Do you know what I mean?
Fam, this is even what I was talking about when they go through, like errors, like there's obviously the 80s, 90s, noughties, then there's the 2010s, the 2020s, that's what we're in now.
Yeah.
So like there's obviously, that's why there's like, I don't know, it's like there's gonna be, that's why there's like a little shift.
You can feel the shift now actually, can't you? It's almost like some things that I listen to now, I'm like, yeah, well, I can even tell which month that was done.
Bro.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I can't. I'm not, my ears are not that good. My ears are not that good, I won't lie to you.
But when you talked about
listening
the
to other people's, when I'm listening to other people's stuff, like if I'm in the studio and it's my own stuff, then I'm have to like, obviously know what I want it to sound like.
Can you hear what? Can you hear a scritty beat? Can you hear it and you'd be like, yeah, that's...
Yeah?
Because when I hear your stuff, I think harmonic. Like, you've got a lot of harmonics. Like, guys, again, you need to check this out. That's all. Harmonics and guitars, harmonics and pianos. It's like, there ain't so much hi-hat triplets going on. It's quite spacey.
Yeah.
And then when you come in, other areas are filled out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Literally. Well, yeah, that's exactly why it's better to, well, I feel like it's better to be in the studio with the producer rather than, you know, when people send beats and all of that.
Blah, blah. So you write them from scratch, that's what you're saying? You write them with the producer?
No. Sometimes I've already got a chorus. I've already written whatever, yeah. But, like, the actual beat, most of the time, it's just made there, like, or... Like, I've got a couple songs where I've walked in and the producer was making the beat already, and then I'm like, yeah,
you're like,
let's run.
What the fuck's that?
Yeah, word. I jump in and like, but most of the time we just make it. Or I think the large on beat, shout out JD Reed.
Yeah.
Fucking.
That's tough.
He was playing me beats or something, and then I heard that one. Then I just started writing, like, straight away. So,
oh, yo, the gods opened their doors, and it was like, you were the vessel.
He was like, yeah, I don't know. He done stuff to the beat after we made the song and that, but, yeah.
I love those moments, you know, when it's almost like, zeitgeist, like all of a sudden that beat works with what you're doing, and next minute it's the thing you chase as an artist, isn't it? You chase for those moments of like, I want that, and it comes together like so quickly. It's almost like that's the shit that I love.
No, yeah, sorry. Oh man, no, yeah, I like when we work quick. I had a couple songs where, to be fair, it was all in the same, like, I feel like it's because I was using that same studio for like a couple months.
Mm.
Like, it made me start working quicker and that. It's just like when I was in school and that, I had to do my homework at school. Like, I can't do work at home.
I feel you.
Like, it's not the the setting.
You see this shit? This isn't like, you're right. It's like, I don't like going to the gym. I don't like doing it at home. I go to the gym. Yeah.
You go to the gym.
Yeah. I don't. It's like, for instance, I tell you, it's like you go out to work.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of like, no, I don't record at the gym.
No, that's why I want to, that's like why I want to live out of London and come to work in London.
Yeah.
I want it to be separate.
Because it's business. It's business. That's where you go and, that's what you, you have to go and assign yourself to do something because then it's more rewarding.
Literally.
Yeah. Talk to me about Lucky, because as a tune... I thought that was...
Yeah, I got confused.
What do you mean?
I'm so sorry.
What are you talking about?
Nah, I didn't know what he was talking about for a second.
Yeah, Lucky.
Yeah,
talk to me about Lucky. Talk to me about the subject matter and what that was, what that's about. Because I felt that was quite a respite in the storyline of the tunes. It, all of a sudden, it kind of got it got to a place where it was a little more serious, and it had a there was obviously a precursor to that. What was that about?
What's the song about?
Yeah.
Or why did it do in that order?
The song.
Like some stuff that's happening when I was younger.
Right.
In the house and that.
Right. Personal stuff.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah. Obviously. Like, hey, bro, help me out.
She wanted it to touch a subject where, like, a lot of people face, and it's like it's an issue that happens, and it's like more of like a song that would hit the heartstrings.
Okay, obviously, because it will like help people in it. Like, I'll go quickly over it.
Mm-hmm. Go quicker, quickly over it. Go for
when
it.
When I was little, yeah.
Yeah.
I like witnessed. Like domestic violence a lot in it,
right?
And like it's like I do know why there was like one person in, like, because it was like more than one person that I witnessed it from, yeah.
Mm.
But it's like one person that it bothered me, like he bothered me more than the rest, yeah. Mm. So like,
what, as being a bit more forceful, like, than the rest? Was it more... He was more kind of...
No, he was just like... It's like he had a hold, a different kind of hold. It's like he was there for long. Like, he was like... Because of him, why I left my house and all of this stuff.
Right, when I was younger, okay. And
stuff. So, like... Yeah. Fuck you, bitch. But fucking, yeah, that's, I basically wanted to say that in a nicer way. I wanted to say like, because I, for myself, I can't, like, you know, I'm going to go looking for him and all of this.
Mm.
Like, it just has to play its course. That was basically what the song was trying to say, like, and like, I don't know, it's like not in a rude way, but when I was writing the song, I didn't give a fuck about anybody else. Like, I was just trying to talk to the younger me. Like, I was just trying to tell me that it's calm now. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I just had to lay it out. I didn't give a fuck about nobody else. Obviously, I realised that it can help other people, and I'm grateful for that, that I was able to be vulnerable enough to write that in that moment. But, yeah.
Cold. Because you know what? The way that you articulated that in the tune, it does... okay, now you say that it resonates in the way that you're talking to your younger self, but actually you're talking for other people too.
Yeah, like, yeah.
That's so cool. I've got so much time for that. And it's so important that, I'm glad we addressed this, because although it's an uncomfortable conversation in part, I think it's a subject that, it's a subject that I think goes on that not enough people talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
You know, that's what creates longevity.
Yeah,
that's the real deal. If you can throw honesty out there, that's what creates longevity. You know, that's why people. I don't know, when did you make that tune?
So my guy Tian, he used to produce most of my music here when we was like younger.
Mm.
Obviously. We've gone like to do different things now, but come back and whatever.
Mm. See, it's 2018 when you made it, so 2021 when I'm sitting there listening to it.
2018 when I wrote just the chorus.
So you
and then 2019, yeah, because it's end of 2018 when I wrote the chorus, and at 2019 I met Jackham. Then yeah,
it goes to show it holds water in time and integrity, you know. Just means that, yo, that shit, you can play it at any point and it still hits home. That shit's cold. That's the kind of thing you want to pull off, you know? That's the thing you want to do, right? You want to make like you are.
Yeah, you know? Literally. Try to, anyway.
Yeah.
Doesn't always work.
No?
Well, I don't know.
Sometimes. How many tunes do you make? How many tunes do you make a month? And how many of them do you feel like hits the batting average of successful tunes?
Mate, a month.
For your
I take long to make songs.
Really?
I'm not gonna lie to you. It's only some songs that it will be like I just go in the booth and blah blah. But most of my songs, like, I don't know. I don't feel like you can rush music. I don't like, I commend these people that can just go in.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Make like 10 songs.
Yeah.
But like, I have to sit down and think about and this and change my melody a couple of times and do that. Like, I'm so weird. Like,
I'm the same.
I have loads of songs, unfinished songs, but I won't start recording until I get to a certain point.
Yeah.
So you get,
because
like,
you've got it ingrained in your head. Sort
most of
thing.
The time when I go into the studio, like, right. It's like we can work on about 5 songs.
Yeah.
We can work on like 3 songs or whatever.
Mm.
But they're not actually done. Like, I haven't recorded.
Mm.
Or I may have recorded, but it's only the chorus just to help me with filling the verse or whatever.
Filling the blanks,
like,
yeah.
Whatever it is, it's not finished. Yeah. So I wouldn't say that I've made a song. Yeah.
It's craftsmanship that you're after, isn't it? You want to make sure that every little bit is right because you know it's going to last forever. People rush that shit too quickly, I think.
Yeah, no. I had to remember that I'm young, like.
Yeah.
These people
are
just like in a rush.
Yeah.
I'm easy.
Yeah. Do you take a lot of influence from your surroundings? Like, what's life like for you now? Talk to me about day in the life, Scooty. Talk to me about what... Because, you know, you say that, you know, you can't rush. So there's clearly a well that's being filled with information and your journey.
This morning.
Yeah.
Smile with the rising sun. 3 little birds. No, I'm joking.
I was just about to get the strings out then. I was like, yeah, this is the intro to her album, man. This is she's going to love this.
No. What's it called? Yeah, no. This is kind of like my normal day in the life. Like, I wake up, not like me coming to a place like this. It will be like today, I woke up, and manager calls me. Well, I buy my Jeep, whatever.
Yeah.
All of that stuff.
Whereabouts do you live? Where's your home?
South London.
South London. Hold tight, South London crew. What's life like down there?
It's good. It's peaceful.
Yeah.
There's nothing happening what you think is happening.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Is it? What do you think people think is happening down there?
I don't know. They just associate South London with bad stuff, but like, it's not. I think South London is the best place to be from out of the Londons, out of the North East. Like, it's mad connected. It's mad diverse.
I love the diverseness of South.
There's so much stuff that you can do.
Yeah.
In it, like any different part of South, there's so much stuff that you can do.
I feel you.
There's so many like people to connect. There's so many like, bro. You have to pass through South London to like, if like it just doesn't make like someone that you know that's important that can like do something like they're from South, like
yeah.
At least one person in your life, do you get?
And it's so it feels like, I mean, a lot of my friends, whole time my South London crew, they're so grounded and down to earth, and they're just like, they just want to help, and like you say, the diversity.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it's like, so, yeah, man. Yeah. I feel like, obviously, nothing against the other areas because you all go to, bro, I'm in a whole north setting now.
Yeah, like, welcome to the north. Are you acclimatising? She's a bit out of breath to begin with. She's got a bit dizzy, but she's you know, she likes these higher reaches, you know. Shit. Yeah.
Like, climbing.
Yeah.
But no.
I wondered why you were looking a bit dizzy.
And I'm high, bro. What I'm trying to say? Yeah, man. All the other areas, yeah. You go there as well. Like, there's obviously, West is like, whatever you do there. Well, I don't really go there, but whatever you do there.
I feel you. I'm not so West. I'm not West.
I'm more North and South. There's more studios up.
Yeah, that's right. Not the Camden area, that kind of North, or Tottenham, that kind of area.
All of it.
Yeah, all of it.
Even like, what do you call that? King's Cross.
Yeah, King's Cross. Or Pirate Studios, that kind of thing as well. No, not Pirate.
I don't really like to use that stuff.
Really? Talk to me why. What, is it just not your...
There's no vibe.
No, it's no vibe.
It's an empty room.
Yeah.
Like, the room is nothing. Yeah. Not like anything against it. But again, I need a...
Yeah, it's not your thing.
Yeah.
Something. On some green tea peng shit, you know, you need some vibe, you need some...
A plant or something like that.
I know what you mean, it's just like anything. You know what I mean? Take your shoes off at the door, have a cup of tea ready, get your fucking...
Yeah, I like to have my slippers on in the studio and that. Okay.
Have your comfy space. This is the place where, you know what I mean? You're cultivating something new. I know what you mean. I used to love going around studios which felt like home. Do you know what I mean? You don't feel like you're, oh, look, there's a big desk with 18 channels and look, you've got to go in that room to record and it's all like dry and shit. I used to like just vibing. Definitely all about that. So what's the future?
It's a cigarette.
It's a cigarette, by the way. What's your future? Talk to me about the future.
My future? I don't know. I know, I hope, yeah, it will be. I hope that, like, I can release more videos and, like, just further solidify myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, for me, yeah, it's always more personal. Like, I want to just get better.
Mm.
Like, if I keep getting better,
everything else will follow.
Yeah, everything will just kind of fall into place. If I, like, but by getting better, like, I have to better my performance, I have to better my, like, everything to do with it as a
Because you
whole,
love performing, like, don't you?
Yeah.
That's your shit.
That was, like, my USP.
Yeah.
When I was gone.
Yeah. Oh, man, I do miss that. It'll be back. And then we'll be seeing you live. And then you'll have to come around here and tell us all about it.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what I mean? That'd be like some sort of endorphin rush when you get on
you
that.
You can come... Say I was to do like a headline show or something.
Yeah.
You can come with us and come vlog and that, and then we'll come back and...
That's what I'm saying. See what I'm saying? That's what I like to hear. Jay on the camera, hold tight. Ladies and gentlemen, Scoot Inside the Place, thank you so much for joining us, girl. Really appreciated the time. Vibes.
Love this.
Yeah? Hold tight. And if you haven't checked the stuff out, make sure you do. Do not sleep on that repeat. Do not sleep on that repeat. We're out like we were out like it was out of fashion. You should get out quicker than we knew it. That's the way we're doing it. All right? Stay lucky, people. Look after yourselves. Don't talk to anyone I wouldn't. Peace. That's it.